Skill 11. Listening for classifications. Questions 1 to 5. Question 1.
It's easy to upgrade your ticket from economy class to first class. It costs just a little bit more, and it will enhance your travel experience in several ways. While we have roomy seats in both economy and first class, our first class passengers are also offered pillows and blankets so they can nap in comfort. Snacks are served in economy class, while full meals are served to all first class passengers. As an economy class passenger, you'll be offered the most current magazines for your entertainment, but you'll have to bring your own DVDs if you want to watch movies. In first class, we show complimentary first-run movies.
Question 2.
Do you want to go to the movies tonight? There's a great film showing at the Royal Theatre.
The Royal Theatre? I never like the movies there. They only show violent types like horror and war movies.
So what kind of movie do you like?
Oh, romantic movies and classic movies, like the ones they show at the Deluxe Theatre.
Question 3.
Although butterflies and moths look very similar, they aren't exactly alike. There are several ways to tell the difference between them. The most well-known difference is that butterflies fly during the day, while moths are night flyers. Additionally, when butterflies rest, they fold their wings back. Moths at rest hold their wings in a horizontal position. The antennae are different also. Butterflies have thin antennae, and moths often have feathery antennae.
Question 4.
I have so much to do to get ready for the party. I have to clean the house, cook.
You've bought all the food already, haven't you?
Yes, the shopping's done, and I've planned all the decorations too.
When did you mail the invitations?
Mail the invitations? Oh no, I guess I'd better do that today.
Question 5.
Trees for landscaping your garden can be divided into three categories. Some trees we plant to add beauty to the yard. They're chosen for their beautiful flowers or interesting leaves. These are the ornamental trees. If you live in a sunny location, then you'll probably want to plant some shade trees. These are usually tall, broadleaf trees. Finally, we have the evergreens. Every garden should have at least one to provide a bit of green year-round. Most evergreens are cone-bearing trees with needles instead of leaves.